Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. Category says state that people hate the most and famous rappers. We'll play Your Guess is as good as mine right after emails on a random question. 206-421-ROCK.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Dave. Random, welcome to The Men's Room. Random.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Doing well, sir. Thank you. Dave, welcome to the program.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, man. We're cruising on into the holidays. You just wait till tomorrow, sit and spin. You're going to love it, Dave.
Oh, absolutely, man. Get people in the Thanksgiving mood,
we're
right?
Get people ready to eat turkey, man. We got this whole thing planned out. It's going to be a good one.
I think that is well stated.
Yes. All right, let's go to this question here. If you could, speaking of food, if you could break into any restaurant and make food, what place would you break into? So if it's closed, You know what they got in the kitchen? Mm-hmm. You can just go in any of those restaurants and make food. Where would you break into?
I might have to do Gauchos.
Gauchos?
Yeah.
Oh, Gauchos. Okay.
Is it like as far as El Gaucho?
Yeah.
That would be a good call.
I think it's, look, there's nothing wrong with that call. I just feel the menu is limited. So my mind is, I'm going to break in the Cheesecake Factory. Because there are 5,000 things. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to get a steak like you get at El Gaucho. I understand that. I'm not going to get wings like I get at DW3. But I can get wings. I can get mozzarella sticks while I'm also debating what else I'm going to eat. I can get, like, Southwestern egg roll. I mean, like, you name it, they've got it. And at the end, not only do I have cheesecake available, but 8,000 different types of cheesecake.
Do you, what do you get when you go to El Gaucho?
Oh, no, I'm doing a filet. Their dessert platter that they bring out to you with all the fruit and all that.
Oh yeah, they do. Because I remember that. I believe it was Steve was juggling apples and oranges.
I was
and dropped one on the floor
and it rolled all the way to the other side. The waiter picked it up. I thought I'm going to get scolded, but this is how they roll. So I'm waiting for him to say what anyone should say, and he just said he polished it, put it back on the table, and said, "I see you dropped it."
El Gaucho moved downtown, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, from my standpoint, being a restaurant manager who is certainly under. Unemployed right now. I've worked with a few people who've been a restaurant manager at the Cheesecake Factory, and they...
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. Don't pull back the curtain, bro.
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory's great.
Yeah. It's like they say, trying to manage that restaurant with that, 18-page menu.
It would have to be a nightmare, but that's why here's the problem with El Gaucho. I know the steak is going to be good, but then my other options are things like, boy, they have a lot of asparagus, so I'm starting to lose interest. Boy, they have a lot of potatoes. I like potatoes, but I'm looking for those egg. I want a deep fried crab.
I got to cook it myself, right?
Yeah, you're cooking. Yeah. And that's the other thing. Cheesecake Factory, man, I'm deep frying the hell out of most of it.
We did an entire day of day drinking in Portland. And as the afternoon went on, obviously, as day drinking does, you kind of lose track of time. And you also realize, hey, we have not really eaten today.
That's why we're so drunk.
So we're getting to this point where, okay, it's we got to figure something out here. So we go to El Gaucho in downtown
Park. Oh, God, that's right, yeah.
And we're getting ready to order some oysters, some appetizers, all these things. Now, at the same point in time.
But you need to keep this in mind. It has been pointed out, hey, we should eat. Everyone agrees, yeah, we need to, because we're trying to keep this party going, because it's not that late. It's not
we still need, it's 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. But, well, we need to eat.
All right. But now we've gotten ourselves hyped to eat, because we specifically picked El Gaucho. So now it's not just this utility we're doing to keep drinking. But like, you know what? I'm really looking forward to this now, man.
And you know, that guy is like, yeah, I'll have another Jameson and this. You know, he orders from the bartender. The next thing you know, the drinks arrive. And you look over, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is physically left his own body. Yeah. He's still there.
The husk
of
him.
Oh, he's there.
He's there.
His husk, yes. But who we knew this person to be has left and has been replaced by this exceptionally sloppy, loud, obnoxious person who looks like him, but is not him.
So now that the appetizers are on the way and all this other thing, now it's the job of two people to try to get his ass back to the hotel room, conveniently enough, only across the street. So it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
But this person, the reason they left is not because they chose to leave. We agreed, as well as the bartender. By the way, the bartender absolutely overserved him. But remember, we had to cut him off.
Oh, yeah.
We had to tell the bartender, hey, do not give this man any more Jameson.
In all fairness, the bartender, you could not visibly see that he was in the place he was in. We knew that he was kind of starting to get there, but we had no idea of the severity
of
how fast this got turned on. And it got, I mean, like a switch, man, and he was gone.
And so he was taken to his hotel room. And we said, well, did you get him on the bed? The person who took him to the hotel room said he kept running his mouth. I punched him. He dropped to the floor. He's just laying on the floor. I said, okay. Me and another member of this party later went to this hotel room because, frankly, the guy who's now drunk on Jameson has been knocked out cold on his hotel room floor, also has all the drugs that we planned on doing later that night. So this is a problem. It took us about 15 minutes. I'm not making this up. So we're like, guys, we'll meet you whatever the next bar is we go to. We'll meet you there. We'll get the drugs. We can't get the door open because where he fell, basically his feet are pressed against the door and he's dead weight. And when we finally could peek in, we realize his shoulder is against the bed frame. So we can't, like, how do we end up doing this? So what do? Brute strength. I mean, the whole bed moved, everything. Like, we may have broken his back. We didn't care. We're getting these damn drugs. We're, like, reaching in his pocket. By the way, he started crying at one point. And not crying like, my wife left me. Saying stuff like, you guys are being mean to me. We're just like, you get, just.
Shut up.
Nothing else but booze in him?
Just Jameson. Mm-hmm.
It started at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I cannot explain how much Jameson this man had. Yeah, and I could not believe how well he was maintaining. Long story short,
he was maintaining?
Until the thing snapped.
Right.
And then it just, it was like the Hindenburg. It just blew the hell up. But we finally found the drugs. We went out and got really, really high, had a great rest of the night, saw him the next morning, and he was right as rain.
Well, it's not a bad theory if you're going, no offense to the Cheesecake Factory, because the Cheesecake Factory
that's where I'm going.
That is a fully stocked bar as well.
Ooh, yes.
Difference is, if you go to, El Camino El Gaucho or the Metropolitan Grill or one of these places, their alcohol is really top-end stuff.
It is.
So if you want to have, like, a really nice steak that you stole, you know what I mean, and you fry that bad boy up, then you could also get some of their jumbo shrimp, like maybe a prawn cocktail. A big old Pappy Van Winkle, you know what I mean, if you wanted to. Because you broke in.
I know.
You
can take whatever. There's nothing wrong with your theory. My only argument, and again, everything you mentioned is good, but again, there's Brussels sprouts and asparagus taking a valuable real estate that Cheesecake Factory wouldn't F around and put that crap in there. No, their walk-in has more frozen goodness for me to deep fry. And while you might have better booze, we're both going to be equally as drunk. I just got standard Jack Daniels. I get it. You had Pappy Van Winkle. We're both happy. But I'm eating cheese steaks. You're eating shrimp cocktail. I have cheesecake. Mm-hmm. You had to make your own bananas foster.
I'm racking my brain now.
What, the restaurant you'd break into?
Taco Bell would be a good call. I don't people think that's crap. But I
feel like that's a quick. There's no booze.
Yeah. So what?
And
I'm drunk. But I'm drunk if I break into a taco.
How long do I get to stay in this restaurant?
To make whatever you want.
Make what you want.
And then
sit down,
leave.
Eat it, and leave. Yeah.
This is tough, man. I might just break into a local spot and make wings.
Like Tats?
Tats would be a bad
call.
Because
I'm a thrill. I want some booze if I'm breaking in.
I want booze. I just want variety. I've already broken the law, so I want full variety. Like, put it this way. Would you go to Baskin Robbins if they're like, we got three flavors? It's 31 flavors, bro.
Yeah, and like, I just remember working at a bar, like, that was the thing. After hours, we'd turn on the fryers and cook stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you wanted something, like, else, I'd be like, no, get the hell out of here. So I'm just thinking about going in, making wings and a burger.
All right, fair enough.
Let's see, some of the Vista Steakhouse or the Sugar Factory.
The Sugar Factory.
That's where somebody said they break in. And some Texas de Brazil. Do we go there? Is that the joint?
Texas de Brazil.
Is that like a Brazilian steakhouse?
I believe so. Man, I know I've heard of this. I don't know if I've been. I don't think I have. But people are definitely on the steakhouse train.
Sure. Asada in Tacoma? Is that Brazilian?
Asada. No.
Is that Argentinian? What is
that? Yeah, I think the guy that owned it is Argentinian.
That's pretty
good. Well, guess what? We're about to rob him.
We're not trying to suggest that you break into any of this local
establishment. It's not that, but like anything, if you commit a crime, we would ask that you do it in a way that's not embarrassing. That's why, like we say, if you successfully rob a bank, do not post about it on Facebook. We're not telling you to rob a bank. Just don't be stupid with your decision.
Reason we asked if you could break into one restaurant and make your own food, where would you break into? A thief took up a downtown Fullerton pizzeria's offer. Their whole slogan is, build your own pie.
Okay.
Just tell us what you want, we'll make it your way. Security footage shows the man breaking into Big Slice Pizza, slip on a pair of gloves, then he begins tossing a lump of dough in the restaurant's kitchen.
So he knows what he's doing.
He's making the pizza.
Okay.
He's flouring it up. He's doing the stuff. He's spinning the thing in the air. Suspect then topped and baked the pizza while emptying the business's cash drawers. He lifted several tablets. He then fled in the restaurant's delivery car.
Damn.
Police identified the man in the video as Oscar Sanchez. He was arrested on Wednesday. Prosecutors charged him with suspicion of grand theft auto, second-degree burglary, possession of burglary tools, other crimes. He was already a defendant in another theft case. Jeez. He was free on bail at the time the pizzeria was burglarized. His criminal history includes a previous felony conviction for grand theft auto. Details regarding the value of the property taken or what toppings were added to the pilfered pizza were not immediately released. The guy goes in there. He knows how to make a pizza. What kind of pizza is this guy making?
I'd say he's going standard pepperoni sausage.
I think he's going straight pepperoni.
Yeah, I mean, maybe breaking into a Domino's isn't a bad call because he just got to run it through that oven.
Ooh, right. You don't even have to pay much attention.
Oh, yeah. It just kind of does its own thing.
Yeah. This is like a weird fantasy of mine. You know, I mean, ultimately, I would still rather be locked into a 7-Eleven that sells beer.
What'd you say? Like, you're locked inside for what?
It's a Saturday in the fall. There's college football on.
There's no restrooms in there.
I got a TV. There's a restroom.
There's a restroom.
I'm locked in there. I get to use it now.
Oh, because you're an employee.
Well, not exactly an employee.
I've won some type of contest with 7-Eleven.
Remember, this is a fantasy. And so you're just locked inside. So
7-Eleven doesn't close.
Well, they do for this.
This fantasy, they close. All right.
Okay. I'm just saying, you can have all the hot dogs. You love their food.
Yeah.
All the
we were
chips,
in there today.
All the chips you want.
Sure.
There's plenty of all kinds of beverages.
I think I would hit up a lot of snacks I don't normally eat.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you had a Slim Jim?
You know, it's been a while.
That's what I'm saying. But since I'm here and they're all over the place, I am going to snap into a Slim Jim. Thank you, Macho Man.
Yeah, I might take a Ho-Ho and put it on top of a Slim Jim.
Just because.
Right?
Their pastries are very underrated. That's a fact.
Random, 7-Eleven? Random,
random, random. Donuts in there.
I did have a cinnamon fritter today.
Random, oh, it's not apple.
It's delicious. Random, no. They had the... Look, man. I know it's an apple fritter. It's still like, I don't want your fruit. I almost grabbed the apple. Then I saw next to it said cinnamon. I'm like, hello, cinnamon. Hop into my bag. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nick, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one for you, sir.
Hey, real quick. Sorry about the Ravens, guys.
Oh, man. Don't be sorry. They're doing it to themselves.
Right, it's up to them. It was a good game. And it ended exactly how I thought it would.
Yeah.
With me being bitterly disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with this one. On your current situation, based on where you live, God forbid your place catch on fire, but in the event that it possibly could, what possession would you run in to try to save from your current residence?
The pets count. I mean, I have two cats.
You have two cats, so you'd be looking for them first.
I'd be looking for them first. After that, I don't even know what I value that much.
So, now, are you in a relationship?
I am.
All right. So are the cats yours, hers, or has she convinced you that they're both of yours?
No, they're mine. I brought them into the relationship. She's convinced that they're ours, but they're mine.
Okay. Do you have any gaming consoles?
No, I'm not a gamer. I mean, my laptop is I use for everything. I would need that.
So laptop would be something you would grab for sure.
No, I know what I get. I go get my camera equipment.
You still have a camera?
I have an SLR.
Okay, all right. And how much money do you have invested in that? Lenses and all the things?
Oh, probably now I'm in for well over $3,000.
Yep, grab it.
So, yeah, with all the lenses and, and then I have the printer for it. So, yeah, it was like over like $4,000.
Okay, do people give you strange looks when you whip that bad boy out? Because let's face it, everybody's got a phone on them now at all the time.
I assume you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I do
all
too.
I think is, oh, this person actually.
I mean, do they think you're a professional photographer based on the fact that you've got this rig?
No, I mean, I don't think I'll never be confused for a professional photographer, but I mean, you know, people, I mean, we took a ferry to Vashon yesterday, and there's a whale pod that were going by. I mean, everyone had a good camera. Everyone had the lenses. I mean, I actually probably had one of the crabbier cameras on the beach at Vashon.
Okay. It's got to make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Everyone uses a cell phone. You whip out your camera, but now you're in a place where everyone has a camera, and you just have the crappiest one.
Have you ever tried to take erotic for photography?
I use my phone for that.
You use your phone for that?
Yeah, those all exist on my phone. If anything ever happens to me, my person and I, we have strict rules to delete the other one's phone.
So you have each other's passwords in case something happens?
Yeah, it's more like a don't let it fall to the hands of my mother, because, you know, if she's looking for, like, good photos for, like, a funeral, she's not going to like what she sees.
Okay.
Listen, as a rule to any parent out there, if someone dies, whoever it might be, do not use that person's phone for the pictures you're looking for.
Based on the pictures that have been sent and the pictures that have been received, between the two of you, whose phone do you hope does not get lost?
Mine.
Yours.
Okay.
I'm the. Apparently, when I really get into it, I turn into like a real photographer. I do like positions and all that kind of stuff.
You put more effort into it.
You're actually taking pictures while you're in the act.
Yeah, you know, if it's an especially hot night, I'm like, I'm going to document this.
Okay, and let me ask you this.
I mean, but do you, we're having this great sex. I know maybe you want to get it on tape, but, like, do you have to stop, like, hey, 1 second, baby, let me get the phone.
She's pretty down. It gets her going.
All right, now, okay, let's just say that we're friends, all right? I don't know, but I'm texting you. So let's just say that in the middle of a session, you see that a text pops up from Miles. Would you casually respond to the text? Give me a thumbs up, something like that, you know what I mean? Or would you just ignore it and wait to the end? Even though you're taking pictures.
Probably wait till later and let you know that, you know, that's why I didn't respond right away. I mean, if it was an emergency, I would... Actually, if I noticed it, maybe I'd look at it. If it seemed pressing, I would address it. But mostly, I just kind of ignore it.
Do you have any family heirlooms? Anything that was passed down that you might want to grab while you're in there?
Yeah, you know, I have my dad saved a lot of, like, old newspapers and magazines, and he gave me, like, my dad's old school, he still keeps scores at all the baseball games he goes to.
All right, he's so that guy.
I have, like, a box of like, his scorecards. I'd probably want to grab, yeah. I mean, it's probably the most sentimental thing I have. It's not... I don't think I'd risk my life for it.
Aren't you glad that you had this conversation? Because when you first called, you know, what would you go and try to get? You're like, nothing really, other than the cats. Now we're like, pretty much everything.
Did he have one of those typical guy who keeps a card at the baseball game, transistor radio headphone apparatuses that he wore at the games as well?
No, but he still brings his binoculars. He still brings his glove to a game, too. I mean, he still, I always make fun of him. I'm like, Dad, you think they're going to ask you to play? But he still brings his glove in case a bad ball comes his way.
Look, that guy walks up to any high school baseball game. It sits in the stands, I'm telling you, and immediately every player on that field thinks a scout's there. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I used to have it all the time when I was in high school. There's a couple old guys.
Really? They just
loved watching high school baseball. We were all convinced they were scouts for somebody, though.
I'm great.
They didn't want to let anybody know. Because these two old men.
He still has the flip sunglasses, man. He has the sunglasses that you flip up.
Yeah. These guys, man, they would sit there and smoke cigars. You could smell the cigar smoke blow over the field.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But it was just perfectly fine. They go to every game, they smoke cigars, they keep the book. We didn't even need a statistician.
No.
We could
just like
gone
to
over,
do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I say, I think my Uncle Timmy's the last person I knew that still had the radio when he'd go to football games.
There's always that guy.
Yeah. Well, you got to listen to Johnny Holiday.
Reason we asked, what possession would you run into a burning building to save? An official says a man who escaped a trailer fire in South Carolina died when he ran back into the mobile home to save his pair of pants.
Ooh, must be good pants.
Real good pants.
68-year-old Henry Hill Jr.
Ooh.
Ran back in there.
Oh, I'm sure that's what happened.
Who lived in there. They were slacks. I need these slacks.
I need my slacks.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
I'm Sandra,
and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. Categories of states that people hate the most. And the most influential famous rappers of all times. That is coming up with your guess as good as mine right after emails and a random question. Question 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, a comment has come in. We asked the question and had a lengthy discussion about if you're going to break into a restaurant, cook yourself a meal and eat it, where do you break in? Everyone had different ideas. This guy says, my brother-in-law took me to his work while it was closed. I got to cook a Thanksgiving turkey at KFC. It was extra crispy. I also smoked out on the roof while it was cooking. The turkey was amazing.
I bet it was.
Of course.
That does sound so good, man. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Alex, welcome to the program. Random question, question. How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Well, let's go with this one. What would your, Alex, what would your friend say that you are known for? If we asked them, like, look, based on what you've done, based on your job, based on just kind of who you are as
your
a person,
appearance,
something you did one night at a party, maybe you're only three beers in and you throw up. What would you say the people, your friends, say that you are known for?
That'd be a tough one. I'd have to say my friends would definitely know me out of a crowd just because of the way I am. And the way I've grown up, just definitely the weird party guy that never knows when to really quit it and can probably drink any bar dry that I go to.
So basically, you're the guy you're that no matter drunk. What. All yeah, right. You're going to be able to throw down, still maintain yourself, I guess, reasonably so, right?
Oh, very well. My buddy's wedding reception, I was the guy who threw down 6 gallons of booze because he said it was there and he didn't want anything left. We proceeded from the booze to go to beer pong, and I polished off half a keg to myself before the night was over.
And you felt perfectly fine the next day?
I woke up at, I went to bed probably 3 in the morning, woke up 7 a.m., went right to work, and had no issues.
Half a keg of beer.
Half
are you
a
talking,
keg,
are you
man.
Talking a pony keg or a keg?
Full-size keg.
Okay. All right. Well, it might have been less than half full, but...
I mean, that's just physically impossible. There's,
yeah.
What is there, almost 7 cases in a keg?
Is that it? 7, 7.5, something
yeah.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it 15? I never remember.
That's still impressive if you can keep it down.
Yeah, good on you.
Of course, it depends on your age. I mean, there was a time, and I always remember going through this, between the ages of like 19 to 24, you and your buddies have bragged to each other like, dude, between the three of us, you polished off 2 handles of Jack Daniels, crushed a case of beer, got up, went to work, worked a double. People are soft. No, people are older. That is what happened. That's precisely what changes.
Reason we asked, what would your friends say that you are known for? Here is the headline. Prolific Oregon toilet paper thief busted in Walla Walla County. Sheriff deputies say they arrested a man for stealing over 100 rolls of toilet paper. They also found him with over $1,000 worth of alleged stolen items. Witness spotted the man stealing from a home and called 911. Why was he there? He was in there actually also to steal toilet paper, among other things.
From the home?
Yes. The witness followed the thief in his car until his cell phone ran out of service and the suspected thief started driving recklessly. Hours later, deputies say they found the suspect with toilet paper in the same unique packaging that was stolen from the home. Deputies arrested the Oregon man and booked him into jail.
I mean, to be fair, if someone is going to break into my house and steal something, I'm going to be a little irritated that it's toilet paper because, like, yo, man, I need that. But,
yeah.
But it doesn't cost much to replace.
It's just the idea of that's what I'm going in there to pilfer.
Right. That's the only reason
no matter what, I'm leaving with toilet paper. Like, that's the most valuable thing in this home.
Random, toilet paper's mine now.
I mean, every home has toilet paper. So, this to me means break into a really nice home, so maybe you can get something else, because you know any home has toilet paper.
But I think you break into a nicer home, because chances are they have nicer toilet paper.
If I'm in a tent, I've got a roll of toilet paper. You
know, right.
Like anywhere you go, it's going to be toilet.
Somebody's got toilet paper.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Weed and winches.
Hola.
Weed and winches to you. Hola. All right, let's go with this one. What would you say is either the most uncomfortable movie, TV show, or music, or whatever that you ever watched or listened to with your parents or grandparents around?
Especially when you don't know it's coming.
Oh, let's see. It was probably about 25 years ago. I was about 14 or 15. We were at my aunt and uncle's house, and we all decided to watch Basic Instinct.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
How long before it started getting uncomfortable?
Let's see. Leg swap scene.
Yep. I mean, that's the only thing that comes to my mind when I think of that movie. Now, did you sit through the entire movie with them, and was there like an awkward silence when that happened?
Definitely an awkward silence. That happened. I just kind of, I was lying on the floor. I just kind of looked back. I was like, we're really watching this. And then turned back around and we all finished the movie and never
spoke of that.
Fair enough. I haven't had, I had one experience growing up where things got weird. And it wasn't because of the movie. The movie was Fatal Attraction. I brought that movie up, kind of scarred
me. How old were you?
I don't know when it came out, 13 years old, what was it, 83, 84?
Somewhere around there.
Either way, I know for a fact that looking back at it and understanding the situation now, both of my parents at the time were very uncomfortable with that movie.
Okay.
And it wasn't long before both of those two parents weren't together anymore.
Oh, so I think
when that movie came out, they were both doing their own thing, so to speak.
So they're basically watching a replay of their just lives with their kids.
Just trying to keep it quiet, both of them. Like, I don't even think each other knew at that point
sure.
what each other was doing. But eventually they did. But eventually,
oh, man.
It was very uncomfortable. I there was a sense of weirdness.
But, like, you can even sense
yeah.
it.
But with me personally, and I cannot remember the movie, and I don't, it might have been, it couldn't have been a TV show, it had to be a movie, but either way, my kid was, like, 12 or 13 years old or something like this, and there's a couple either in a car or on a couch. I can't remember exactly what happened. Either way, the girl's head disappears.
Right.
And my daughter turns and says, is she giving him a ha-ha? How in the hell do you know that? Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's... You know
I don't
mean?
Want to know how
right,
you
exactly.
Know
like, wait, what are you... Yes! The answer is yes. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
the yeah. worst part. But, like, after, don't lie
like,
about
so,
it.
Like, but... She's like, you would, it doesn't matter how I know that. My question is she giving him a ha-ha? And I'm like, how do you know what a ha-ha is, you know? And she's like, I know. And I said, all right, well, yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, exactly.
Wasn't it obvious?
Right. Man, you kids need to grow up.
The reason we asked, what is the most uncomfortable movie or whatever you watched with your parents, grandparents? Parents, grandparents, there's a big difference. Grandparents, a lot, they can seem to handle things a lot better than parents.
Because they raised your parents.
Exactly. This comes from the Hollywood.com website. So they have 13 awkward movies to watch with your parents.
Yeah, I'll see if I've even seen these
is
movies.
It okay. just sex stuff or is it violence, too?
We'll figure it out because I'm not sure. All right.
For me personally, and again, and I've said this before, when I was 10 years old, my mother finally took me to see an R-rated movie. Right, and I was like sci-fi, so I wanted to see a movie called Saturn III, which apparently sucks. But my mother and father went to see that. Came home, she said, "There's no way. All you need to know, fair or false, it was in it." And I guess she gets a little, you know, hey now, hey.
Okay.
So instead, they went to see Alien. They came home. There is no nudity in Alien. They took me to see that at 10 years old. I'm telling you, boobs have never scarred me. That movie scared the living bejesus out of me to the point that I thought maybe I had done something wrong. That's why we're sitting through it. But parents seem to think only sexual situations are awkward.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? They don't care about violence.
Look, I couldn't
you can watch Friday the 13th, but then a chick's boob pops out.
There was a movie,
was a problem.
Ted, that had more nudity than most. It was one of the first ones that had a lot of nudity. It was called Porky's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw Porky's.
Classic.
Porky's was one of those that you could watch on HBO if you were of my age. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could not go to the movie theater and watch this movie. My parents were adamant. You cannot watch Porky's. All right? They'd watched it. They loved it. They thought it was a great movie.
Sure.
They would let me watch Scarface.
Right.
So
exactly.
their level of what was acceptable, like, look, you can cuss, you can do drugs.
You can kill people.
You can murder as many people as you want, but God forbid you see an areola.
Yeah, that seems
that
to be the
That was the same rule in my house. Yeah. If there was too much nudity, you couldn't watch it. But I mean, I remember watching, like, Goodfellas or Untouchables,
right.
where they're spelling out touchable in blood.
Okay, so
right.
I'll give you the movie that they say are one of the most 13 most awkward movies to watch. Have not seen them all. You tell me why you believe that these movies are uncomfortable.
Real quick, someone makes one good point. As far as a movie where it's not about nudity, but you might be uncomfortable watching with your child, Deadpool. And my son has wanted
all
to
right.
see Deadpool,
okay.
And I keep telling him no. And he has, is there sex? I said, bro, listen, he says they're cussing. I said, yes, there is cussing. He says, I've heard cussing. I said, you haven't heard cussing like this cussing. You know the garden variety cuss words, right? When you think MF-er is the single harshest thing you can mm-hmm. say, you can't watch this movie because I don't feel like explaining to you what he means by some of these things he says.
So,
as an adult, it is hilarious and fantastic, but there's no way.
Let's get rid of the obvious ones here. Magic Mike. We understand why
sure.
that might be uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right.
50 Shades of Grey. That makes sense, right?
God.
A Borat, I guess. For a lot of penis, maybe.
There's a lot of random nudity in the original Borat.
American Pie. Is that based on the scene with the pie, you think?
Well, that, there's a whole scene of a girl by herself in a room, like, touching herself.
All right.
What is Allison, whatever her name is? One time at band camp?
Well, that wouldn't bother me. Wolf of Wall Street.
I never saw that.
Wolf of Wall Street? We don't know anything about that.
I just heard that the way it was explained to me is there's sex scenes. Maybe you're comfortable, maybe you're not, but I guess there's some quote-unquote crazy sex scenes.
All right.
I know Margot Robbie had to drink before one of them.
Really?
Yeah, I just read that the other day. She was like, yeah, I definitely had to get the liquid courage.
Boy, she is not ugly, is she? Black Swan. Do we know why?
There's some strong sexual content in that one as well.
Is there?
Not with Natalie Portman, though, as much, right?
I haven't seen
or
it.
Mila
I just
Kunis?
Know there
Mila.
Is.
Well, Mila's
You're
fine.
Flipping a coin, right? I said heads and tails.
I want Mila.
I'll take either.
All right, okay. 40-year-old virgin. Is it just the dialogue?
Probably just the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids, of all things. Why would that be uncomfortable?
Well, Mike seems to have an idea.
There was a scene with wedding dress shopping that was incredibly uncomfortable. just because there was some food poisoning that went on, and it was just absolutely...
That's where she goes outside and takes crap in the sidewalk.
And then there was one that went in the sink. I believe that was Melissa McCarthy. It was just, it was over the top.
Okay. Zach and Mary Make a Porno. I think we can get
it's
that.
It's in the name.
Yeah. American Beauty. American Beauty, Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Correct.
And what was the blonde? Mina Savari or something like that?
Hey, maybe right. That's just because you got a dude who's crushing on the neighbor's kid.
Okay, that makes good
don't
sense.
Don't watch that movie with your neighbor's kid. That's what
the,
I would say.
How about the movie Ted?
Oh, oh,
have you seen that?
Language?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. There is a lot of language in
okay,
Ted.
Okay. Ted's about the language. Gone Girl. Never saw Gone Girl.
I actually saw that. Was, you don't want to watch it.
It's just bad.
It's odd. It's not something... Yeah, it's not... Someone here says, don't watch the first season of Game of Thrones with your mom. Or your sister. Or anyone that is a blood relation but a different gender than you, because everything about Game of Thrones is you're having sex with each other.
What's it, incestuous, you mean?
I told you. And, you know, obviously I'd heard about Game of Thrones. I did not watch it until the show had completed, because at the point that I started getting interested in watching it, it was four episodes away from being done. But there's always a lot of hype about stuff, and I'm like, man, I don't know if this is going to live up to what everyone is going on about, because it just never does. On a side note, it does, in my opinion. But anyway, the first episode comes on. It's okay. I'm trying to give it a chance because I don't know all the characters or what's going on, but I'm trying to have some faith. And one of the final scenes, a dude is having sex with his sister, but a little kid sees him, so he walks up to the kid and pushes him out of a window. And I'm like,
oh,
in. Okay. I am random, in. Because this show random, clearly random, does not care random, about random, anything. Random, that's first episode. That's pilot random, episode, brother.
It's so aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, my God. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Travis, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, this one's hot off the press. Travis, why was the last time that, what was the reason that you had to go to the doctor? Or the last significant time that you had to go to the doctor? What was it for?
Does my kid count for them, or are you talking for me personally?
Could be either one, man.
Okay, for myself personally, they had me on a lot of pain meds, and my penis didn't work.
Okay.
All right. Why did they have you on a lot of pain meds?
I'm the paper boy that got shot in the head.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So when they got rid of your opiates, did your penis work again?
Yeah, it came back strong like bull.
All right, so basically the opiates you'd said, I'd rather be in pain and have my penis work than take these pills and have it not work.
Yeah, and, you know, it was really weird because I lost a lot of blood, and you don't realize that your penis is full of blood. So it shrunk up like a little shrinky dink while I was in the hospital. And it really weird, man. I had this nurse look at it, and she gave it a medical rub, and it was a... It was a really, really weird thing, man, to have you... I mean, my penis was so small.
What is
small.
What is a medical rub? I've never seen
yeah,
that. Can I suggest that?
So I had a bruise on my penis, and it was small. And then I had to ask this nurse, you know, I was like, I don't know, there's a bruise. She's like, well, you did take a hard fall, and, you know, and so and I'm like, she's like, well, let me look at it. And so I showed her my penis. She took her index finger and did... rub back and forth, and that's all I could explain is it was like a medical rub. She was a medical professional. She knew what she was doing. You know, I even explained it to my
We're
little lady.
We're not questioning,
you know,
like, her.
Yeah, how long did this medical rub last? Was it like 5 seconds? Was it 5 minutes?
Yeah, seconds. It was seconds.
All right,
okay. It was seconds. I don't know if she was checking for feeling or but...
Seeing if it moved.
It was like a little... It was a little pet with her index finger, and I don't know what part of nursing school they learned the penal medical rub, but you know I appreciated the human touch. You know,
I'm sure you did.
Now, say it was a 6'7" brother rolled in, 300 pounds, still a nurse. Would you have had the same conversation?
Hey, man, give it a medical rub, dog. Medical rub.
I was worried about my junk. You know,
sure. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Going to look at it. Somebody needs to protect my goods.
You're right. You know? That is very shriveled.
That is a very important thing. You do make a fine point.
Reason we asked, why did you go to the doctor? Here's something that's a little bit crazy. Happened out in Oregon. A 47-year-old guy named Pearson Tone. He lives in Bend, Oregon, and he was depressed.
All right.
So he wasn't feeling very good a few years ago. His marriage was falling apart. His wife was having an affair. So what's he do? He goes to the family doctor. guy named Ronald Rosen to get both counseling and a prescription for his depression.
Okay.
So he's going to go talk to this guy. This guy was very helpful. He gave him a lot of suggestions. He did prescribe him some medication, gave him some advice on what he could do as far as his relationship goes with his wife. But after the appointment, on his way home, he got a phone call. And he found out at that point in time that his wife, who had the affair, they had figured out who he was having or who she was having an affair with.
Was it the doctor?
And it was. It was Dr. Ronald Rosen. So Pearson just sued Ronald for $2.9 million for professional negligence.
Wow.
And the fact that his marriage is no more. So he went to the doctor to get treated for depression, get some kind of medication, because his wife was probably having an affair. And it turns out that the doctor who he went to was the guy who was having sex with his wife.
He's also an astute man to figure it out. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like Ben, but let's not act like it's a small town.
Random. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Dan, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Dan, let's do this.
Wonder if they had sex at the Blockbuster.
Dan, are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
Well, don't ask me that question.
Okay.
His wife might be listening, and he has no idea.
Is your wife listening? Does she listen to the show?
No, she's taking care of the kids at the moment.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you hide any money, maybe like a small secret stash of money, from your wife?
No, I do not.
There's nowhere I could go and find a $20, $40, anything like that?
Not a penny.
Okay. Is that
sounds
because
about right.
There's no pennies left over because of the fact that you have to take care of your kids and your family?
Yeah, that's about right. She spends all the pennies.
Does she, do you believe, have a secret stash of money that she has somewhere for a ladies' night out or anything like that?
No.
See, if it's like me, it doesn't matter. It's, hey, I took $60 out of your wallet to go do whatever. And it's like, I did not know it was an ATM. But it's just like,
right.
Or the question, do you have any cash? Like, damn, because you know what happens next. Like, yeah.
Right.
Well, let me have some of that for it. And that's just the way it works.
I've got a couple buddies. And doing whatever we're doing, maybe I'll pick up a tab. They'll pick up a tab or whatever. Or maybe someone will buy around the golf.
Okay.
And they prepay. So I'm going to go meet them. And someone will say, hey, man, just PayPal me the money. Or Venmo me the money, whatever
right.
The deal is. And I'm like, I don't have PayPal.
Can I hand you cash?
I don't have Venmo. I will give you the money for it. Wow. Who the hell doesn't have PayPal and Venmo? My kids asked me no less than 10 times to get PayPal and Venmo.
But why do your kids want you to have
Because
it?
They have it, and they wanted me to be able to give them money
right.
through this mechanism. So at that point in time, I determined that no matter what I did, I would never get those two services. Because
sure.
If I did, and they knew about it, then they would constantly ask me for money.
So I don't tell my mom about FaceTime on the phone?
Just tell them no. Well, I do. I did tell them no. But if it's something that they really
need. Do you always have cash on you?
Most of the time. With COVID, it's been different because I really don't need it like I used to.
Right.
But cash says this. Okay, if I go to a bar, right, and I go and I look at my checking account the next day, all right, I'll say $68. I was there for an hour and a half. I didn't even eat. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
I still came home for dinner, whatever the deal is. Now, if I spend cash, I have no idea what happened. I have no recollection of that. I have no paper trail of that. I can go home, wake up in the morning.
I only had two beers.
Hey, look. You
prove me wrong.
$20. Right, exactly.
Cash money, mama.
Cash is the key. To not having yourself what you've done.
You don't have to explain anything.
I always have cash only, but also it's much easier to just get a PayPal or a Venmo.
You're right, it is, yeah. But no.
It's easier for them, too.
For others.
Yes. That's something like, here's the difference. With that, it's a one-way street. If that was a two-way street, like, kids, I've got Venmo. Shoot me $40, then I'll be all in. You know what I mean? But that's not how this thing works.
It's a one-way tunnel, man.
It's a one-way street.
It's a black hole. It's not coming back.
Nothing does. It's gone. It's just like, and it's gone. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up in today's categories, the states that people hate and your favorite rappers of all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.